When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Julian McKenzie, welcome to Zone Time. Cuff is here, Sam is here, Omar is here, and the Stanley Cup he sallied with too hard is also in his background. For those watching on YouTube, Omar, can you like bring the cup a little closer to you if you don't mind? Is it broken? Did you glue it back on? Can you also tell everyone what the hell happened?
Yeah, it is. It is. It is kind of broken.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So pretty much what happened, Julian and Leafs fans, you may join me in this. After that first period, I thought they were done. It was over. Stamkos scored. Hedman scored. And I was like, flip. And yes, I know that's crazy to sound. It's crazy to say because it's only one period. But like the damage. So I'm like, it's over. And then Tavares scores. Or it might have been Nylander because I'm pretty sure when I went off Sergachev's stick or whatever. And then John Tavares snaps. Has this great play. Gets to Morgan Rielly, ties the game. And then William Nylander scores the go-ahead goal. And I just lost all control of my faculties. And I started breaking everything. I took my headphones off and like whipped it on my desk. I lost it just because I was so convinced that it was over. There was a light at the end of the tunnel. And then someone just like a hand just reached out. It is William Nylander, and he brought me back, and he's like, "Don't worry, we got you. It's fine." So yeah, so that's how I broke the Stanley Cup, and a lot of people commented that it was a bad omen, and I understand that, but you know, I fixed it. It's okay now. It's good. So
yeah, it's fine. Hey, look, congratulations, buddy. You're one win away from experiencing a first round series victory.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Knock on all the wood you have to. You and a whole bunch of Leafs fans are one win away from experiencing joy that hasn't been felt in the fan base for 18 years.
Listen, you look, man, so it's just scared. Because I am. This is genuine fear. Because okay, all right. There was a show that I watch a lot that's a big part of who I am, called The OC. And in the first episode of The OC, the main character name is Ryan Atwood, and he gets himself in trouble because his older brother steals a car, and Ryan, being a dopey teenager, gets into said car and then is arrested. So then fast forward to the end of season 3, Ryan Atwood is put in that very same situation where someone's about to steal a car, and the person tells him to get into the car, but this time he doesn't listen. He does not go into the car, and he goes off, and then other things happen. The Leafs are in a position very similar to last year where they had the team on the brink where they could have eliminated them. All they needed to do was win one game, and they couldn't do it. And now, today, we are in a situation where they're in a series. They're up 3-2, and all they need to do is win one game.
Now is the time.
Now
they just need to not get in that car.
Yes, don't get in the car. End the series. Like a lot of people, like I know the identity is like, oh, you know, it's fine. Like they can go back and win at home. I had Leafs in 7 in my playoff bracket. I don't want it. I do not want it. Finish it. Finish it away. Finish it in Tampa. Finish the series. That, man, that would be huge. That would be massive because when it comes down to, you know, this team being different, we're all expecting. That's why there's the fear, Julian. That's why there's the fear. It's because it. I know. I feel it. I feel a potential loss, and then having to go back home and win and play a game seven. No, do you want it to be different? Finish it there where everyone expects you to lose. Win the game there, and man, listen, man, there's going to be a whole bunch of the Leafs fans are acting like they won the Stanley Cup, because you know what? That will be, at the very least, that will be my Stanley Cup. The bar is so freaking low. That would be so, oh my God, that'd be so sick. But I'm very, very scared, very fearful, but also optimistic, hopefully.
Oh man, I'm not gonna lie. Like half the time you're talking, I had the OC theme song in my head, and the other so half dang. I was just, it's, yeah. I'll say this, like the few episodes I watched of the OC, like good television, the theme was good. That one scene where they start playing Imogen Heap, that one, the shooting scene, like that's iconic,
oh, iconic.
Television. Yeah. That is iconic 2000s. Television, mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Was the OC even on it?
Yeah, go ahead. If you want to rewatch it, Rachel Bilson and the actress who plays Julie Cooper, whose name I can't remember, are doing Richard like a Barton. Rewatch.
Yeah, they have a podcast. Yeah,
they have a podcast
every single episode, and they bring back like the show writers, some directors, some previous cast members, and then it's like they go back like go through like scene for scene and like a lot of like back behind the scenes stories. Yeah, yeah, it was something I actually was listening to last summer, so it was pretty solid. Yeah.
Great is show. That the wave now, like TV shows that were like popping how many years ago, like New Girl has like a podcast.
Yeah,
Sopranos,
yeah,
did like, that too.
Yeah
Like what if like Zone Time, like God bless it, hopefully it lasts forever, what if like we all end up being like big popping people? I mean, look, already like Omar, his star has never been brighter. Rahef is doing Game Over. Cuthbert. Sam is gonna be this big hotshot lawyer. Like everyone's gonna pop off and do crazy stuff. Like in like 15 years, we could just do a whole like podcast. Be like, remember when we decided to do Zone Time? That'd be great.
Literally.
Do you remember when Omar was like worried already with like, you know, oh man, like the Leafs, they weren't gonna win. The last time the Leafs won a playoff series, the OC was on.
That's true. It's a good true. Way to circle it back.
That's so.
And I don't remember true. That episode that you noted earlier, even though I watched the whole series because it's been that long, of course.
That is true. The OC was on TV the first season, I want to
say. Omar, this is like how big of a fan I am of you now. Like, I'm taking so much shit from like my personal friends and people on Twitter because I was like, I want the Leafs to win in the first round. A, because I'm sick of Tampa, but B, I want to see your reactions when they win.
Thank you, Sam.
And I am getting so much grief for saying I want the Leafs to make it out of the first round.
It's okay. There are so many people who, like, admittedly so, don't want the Leafs to win so they can stop using the win around chirp. Like, admittedly so. And I get it. I understand it. But it's just like, you know, like, I think the reason why for me, and this is gonna sound lame, but whatever, we're on Zone Time. I'm tired of being the joke of the league. Like that's literally what it is. I'm so tired of being a joke, man. I'm so tired of losing. I just want to win at once. Like I might kick myself for saying this. Like I've told this like so many people. Like if they win this round and then get like obliterated in the second round, for me, just that one instance of wow, they actually won a round, or at least it happened in the second round. That's literally like anyone who's chirpsy, like, oh, well, you got destroyed by Florida. At least it happened in the second round. That's it. That's gonna be my response. Literally, at least it happened in the second round. I just want the victory, man. I want to see the big crowd and everyone hugging each other and the line. I want to see Stamkos and Matthews, you know, doing the whole respect thing, kind of like the passing the torch, whatever. I want to win so badly. So yeah, that's why I'm so scared, because I want it so badly.
Can I be honest here?
Yeah.
So like, if the Leafs win this series, I will be happy, obviously, for you. I will be happy for Steve Dangle, whose heart rate hopefully will not go up beyond 160 and get the attention of Chris Hadfield, the astronaut. But I'm also going to be happy for, Kyle Dubas, because yeah. He has gotten this reputation as Computer Boy or the Boy Genius. And people kind of like to hate on him because he took over for Lou Lamoriello, who really knows how to do that hockey. And a lot of older people like to pick on Kyle Dubas and, you know, the fact that he's all into analytics and all of that. I want to see him at least win a series so that way he can at least for once just be like, take that. Like, what I'm doing is actually right. Like, I genuinely want to see that happen so that way older people can stop, like, picking on him. But rest assured, Omar, if the Leafs somehow mess this up, Yahoo Sports Hockey Podcast, Justin and I, we're going to record on Sunday. Last year, when the Canadians won the damn thing, Cuthbert, do you remember how that podcast went? Do you remember me laughing my ass off for the first 5 minutes before it even started? And then when I laugh, I'm doing the exact same damn thing again. I'm laughing my ass off because y'all should have won this damn series. Y'all should have won this damn series. If y'all would have lost game five, if you guys would have went down to Tampa with a 3-2 series deficit, boy, we would have roasted your ass. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The Toronto Maple Leafs, the best season in franchise history. Hart Trophy candidate, likely winner in Austin Matthews, top two player in the league and all that. You blow out Tampa in game one. You blow out Tampa in game three. You actually did something damn good for yourself and won game five the way that y'all should have won game five. Like, good on the Leafs for doing that. I've been hearing from you, I've been hearing from Cuthbert about how the Leafs are different. The Leafs are different. Game five, for the first time all series, I truly believed, okay, the Leafs might actually be different. And that could all be undone if you lose game six. Like, it's wild to me. Y'all better not lose games. Y'all better not lose game six. And if y'all lose game seven, y'all get it roasted to hell and back. Because if you find a way to lose this series, there's no excuses. It's curses. And y'all are going to get roasted.
Can I just get like an edit? Roasted. Can I get an edit of that whole thing with like just in me and Grayscale specifically? Just like wow, that whole just like everyone's in color, just me specifically in Grayscale. Because like, yeah, literally, like I would just be at a loss. I like last year was bad because again, like I thought the team was the best it's ever been on paper. And on Zone Time, like I didn't know what you could change. And to your point, no, you know, Kyle Dubas genuinely surprised me, and he managed to make the team better. Everyone matured, everyone grew. And I know people will say, like, oh, it was back-to-back champions. Like, because they're in the position they're in right now, it would really suck. If they ended up losing this one.
The flip side is when you win, it's this moment reminds me of 2011 when the Canucks played the Blackhawks again. Mm. And like the infamous, they've slayed the dragon goal. Like, great call. That's pretty much what this is going to feel like if they win. And it, you know, I know people are going to say, oh, they're celebrating like they won the cup. We yep. still talk about that Dragon Slayer goal like 10 years later, 11 years later.
It's okay to have moments like that where like it's a first round win or a second round win, even if it doesn't result in a Stanley Cup, and like immortalize that forever and celebrate it and go back to that. That is totally fine. And if the Leafs win game six, or even if they go back to game seven and win game seven, Leaf fans have every right to remember that as a massive deal. You know, we're going to hear the call and like Chris Cuthbert will have some immortal call and we'll play that all over. You know, like that's going to be something we're going to remember for a very long time. And Justin, you're probably going to have to live with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't really care. He'll live and die with it. But you're right. A certified dragon. Tampa Bay is a certified dragon. So if you slay the dragon, I think you can be happy with just one series victory if it doesn't go well in the next round. But like, I don't know. You mentioned, Julian, like that this is a different team, or they proved on like that I've said they're a different team, because I do believe they're a different team. Yes. But like in game five, it didn't look like a different team to me. No. It looked like the same team that's like completely dependent on emotion and what else is happening around them. Yeah. Like they were awful in the first period because it didn't go well for them within the first few shifts. And they had no answer until they got a fortunate bounce in the second period. And then all of a sudden we go from one of the worst periods that we have witnessed all season long for the Maple Leafs to them being inspired and playing the way they should. So I feel like it's all so flimsy still. Like it's all, nothing's certain about what's going on, and they have to prove it one more time. And I don't know if they can prove it from a chase position again, because they are so in their heads, it seems, even at this point. But I think the reward, and I preface the series with being high risk, high reward, because if you do slay that dragon, I think the psychological nature of their struggle will be completely alleviated. Like, I honestly think that this is just the hurdle. If they get past, it's very simple. You get past the hurdle, the world is yours. If you don't, it's going to be really, really bad. Like, it's the stakes on these next two games. They got two chances to do it. I think if they get a lead in either game early, they will complete the job. But if they don't, I don't know, because you can't always get those fortunate bounces.
Yeah, it's so true, man, because like I remember the year the Leafs didn't make the playoffs, the play-in round, where they had that ridiculous comeback against Columbus to force a game five. They scored like three goals in like 3 minutes. And that was another moment where I was like, I felt like Hawkeye in Endgame. Like stop it. Like don't give me hope. Tie the game, win in overtime. And then I was like, that was so sick. They're losing game five. And then I'm like watching it. I'm like, yep. No urgency. Gone. Like, whatever. So like to Justin's point, like, absolutely. Like, we can't rely on these battle backs where it's like you're down two goals and then you need Jason Spezza to have a High School Musical speech in the locker room. And after they rile everyone up, you know, that's what he said, 100%. He's like, what team Wildcats? 100%, 100%, right? So, right? Oh, so like we can't rely on that. So if they dictate the play, very similar to what Tampa did in game four, first shift, Giordano gets taken down, they're forcing turnovers, score the first goal in like a minute and like 37 seconds or whatever. You have a start like that, then that's all you need. That's all you need. And that's another way to get to prove that you're different. But yeah, I think that's why the first round victory would be so good, because I think once you do that, it's like, you know, in like those shows where like there's a character who has like power, but then they always have the like, oh, you have all these blocks, but you're capable of so much more. And then they have like a montage or whatever, and then they like unlock their full potential and then just go nuts. Like, I think if the Leafs win this round, like it could be incredible what they do as the playoffs continue. But yeah, I desperately want to see win this one. I think that'd be like cool as the lack of better words would be cool, but like I just want it so badly.
What are you doing if they win? How are you celebrating? What are you doing?
I don't even know, man. I think I'm just gonna keep screaming holy S like over and over again. Like literally, man, like that game. I try not to swear too much on Twitter.
You could have sworn. You could have actually said the S word.
Yeah. I try hard not to swear on Twitter, but like during playoff games, man, like it's just like I just go nuts, like holy shit and crap and all the stuff, and like I man, it would just be like a catharsis. You know what? No, it's okay. I'm okay to admit, I'm probably gonna cry. I'm not gonna lie, just because it's like the years of just like. Of like I would get like a montage of like elimination after elimination after elimination, like and the images that correlate with each of the elimination. James Reimer face down on the ice, Martin Marincin against Washington getting murdered in front of the ice and a goal gets scored. In 2018, Matthews not being on the ice for when you need a goal to tie it. 2019 when they had an opportunity to end the series at home when they lost it in game seven. Again, Columbus, that huge comeback, losing game five. And then last year, all the things last year. You think? Like, yeah, it would just be like
I didn't mean it like that, bro.
All those things. Galchenyuk's stupid turnover, Travis Dermott's freaking spinorama thingy. Like all of those things would just run through my mind, and then I would have that image of just seeing them on the ice. And again, all I want to see is that tweet. I've been waiting for the tweet the entire season the Toronto Maple Leafs advance to the second round. That's the minute I see that tweet, I'm just going to break down and say they actually did it.
Whew. Wow.
And you know what's going to make it all the more sweeter for you? If the Edmonton Oilers don't reach the second round.
No.
You know that's what you want. Yes.
I've learned my lesson. Last year, I chirped Edmonton. Yes.
Have you really?
Yes. Last year, I chirped Edmonton for getting swept, and then we blew a 3-1 series lead. I've learned. But honestly, like, thinking about it, it actually is pretty unfortunate what's happening. Like, I feel... And again, and now the fact that Darnell Nurse is suspended as well, like, they're in tough. They are in tough. Sam, please speak. I want to hear.
I feel 0% bad for the Edmonton Oilers. I think, like, the LA Kings overtime goal last night was the stuff dreams are made of. Like, Evander Kane wiping out and then Duncan Keith just having no idea how to defend at all. That is literally, like, that is my Stanley Cup. I have never been so happy in my entire life, including when the Avs swept the Preds. That was the best moment of the playoffs for me so far.
Damn.
I think the Oilers deserve it.
Vindication. And all the while, you know, Jim Mathis is going to tweet that nothing's wrong with Mike Smith. It's all on Jesse Puljujarvi.
Why? I don't know. Why are they defending Mike Smith so hard? Like, I don't understand why. And why are we blaming Puljujarvi? I don't understand. Like, the last, like, six hours on Twitter from, like, Oilers media has been wild. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Like, what's going on? Like, why can't we just be honest and say, hey, listen, you know, Ken, going into not even just this season, but last season, goaltending was an area that needed to be improved on. Ken Holland banked on Mike Smith. Okay. Sometimes it looked okay. Other times it didn't. And it's just like, why can't we just say, hey, Ken Holland, you should have done what you should have did. And you
should have got a goalie. Like everyone said, you were going to all year.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have thought signing Evander Kane to a one-year contract, while strictly statistically, it has worked to some degree. You should have figured, hey, maybe only doing that wasn't sufficient to make your team better. I'm sorry, but like, as I did say before the series began, like, oh, hey, watch out for the fact that they have Kopitar and Deneau and what they can do defensively. There's no reason why the Oilers should be losing the series against the Kings. No,
it's a shame too, because like I understand that there's people in the chat here that don't want to see the Oilers advance, but the last 10 minutes of regulation there, when the Oilers were trying to tie the game, like that was the most electrifying stretch of hockey I've seen in a long time. Like Connor McDavid took the first period off, but him and Leon Draisaitl were sensational in that period. And to think that we're not going to see that again in a second round, a third round, maybe a Stanley Cup final, because they missed out on Jacob Markstrom two summers ago.
Yes.
And didn't get anyone last year. Always left just watching the goalie carousel stop in front of them without jumping on the ride themselves. Like, what? It's just, you only get so many chances at this. You only get so many chances of having Connor McDavid on your team in the spring, doing what he did in that third period. And LA's been awesome as well. Like, fantastic defensive play. They've been game. Jonathan Quick's played very well. I mean, we're getting to know that team right now. The Sean Durzies of the world, the Mikey Andersons, like a really, really impressive group that they've got building there. But it should be the Oilers right now. And it should be McDavid and Draisaitl. But because Mike Smith gives away game one, awful in game four, awful in game five. We're not going to get the Oilers probably, because the Kings are probably going to win one of the next two games with Darnell Nurse straight up headbutting dudes and the implosion beginning as we speak. Like, I hope they can find it in them, because I want to see that in the next round. But this team has just made too many mistakes around these guys. It sucks.
Yeah. Nurse out of the lineup, and then they're back at home, right?
Back at home.
Yeah,
Dustin Brown, man, is going to go flipping nuts. Like a Matt, man.
He shouldn't, though. In a series with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, how is Dustin Brown going to have an impact in it? Like, it shouldn't be that.
How?
Drew Doughty's not even playing in the series.
He's playing.
Might be addition by subtraction. I'm not going to go there because Drew Doughty can still play. That defensive core is good regardless. I don't know, man.
My favorite part of that OT winner by Adrian Kempe is after he scores that video of those two Oilers fans who get up and like get the hell out of the arena. One of them almost like falls as he like gets out of his seat, tries to run the hell out because they do not want to stick around for that BS. But like, man, it is so frustrating to watch the Oilers just deny themselves the opportunity to be great. Couldn't be my franchise, whatever franchise I cheer for. Absolutely not. Nope. Couldn't be mine. Nope. Yeah, that's why I don't cheer for hockey teams. I never disappoint myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're always so satisfied when you say that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, seriously, watching this postseason has been one of the... I haven't been sleeping all that much, but watching this postseason has actually been a great experience for me. I get to watch games and feel all the emotions without feeling any genuine attachment. And I've been feeling that for years, too, but like, there's no team for me to cover. There's nothing. I just get to sit back on my
you're
chair.
You're lying a bit. You're a little bit hurt that Vladimir Tarasenko went off in the third period against your Minnesota Wild last night. I know it, Julian. You're a little bit disappointed.
I'm more upset, actually, Cuthbert, that the Seattle Kraken didn't take my advice and take Vladimir Tarasenko when they had the chance in the expansion draft last year.
Listen,
I'm more
man,
upset about that.
We need to have, like, at some point, we need to have a how much did Seattle goof conversation? Because when you think of all the players they could have had and then just chose not, like, it's wild. Like, it's wild to think, just thinking about this, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, Tarasenko. Like, oh, yeah, Tarasenko's going off. Wait, like, didn't he request a trade? Didn't they leave him available? Why didn't they take him?
Even if the Kraken took him, they could have traded him. They could have got assets.
Exactly.
Man.
Hey, you know what? They're building for the future. Hey, they might still be right. But also, there were a lot of good players on the table they did not take. And don't worry about my Minnesota Wild. Don't worry about that, Justin. I still believe in
them. I'm worried about it.
I'm not worried.
Kaprizov, what, he's at 7 goals already and they're down in the series? Be down in the series when you're...
He's coming back. They're coming back. They're winning the series. They're winning the series. We had the confidence challenge.
You're going to have to score 12 goals for them to win the series.
They're going to win the series. The Minnesota Wild are going to win the series. I'm not worried.
Can we have that clipped? Just
your Minnesota Wild.
Let's test Julian's I'm not a fan theory. Can we just like get that clipped? And then in the event that things go south, it's
I can't watch a series without just like arbitrarily picking a side. It just happens. Yeah.
It just happens. So what? People are going to be like, oh no, the Minnesota Wild lost. You suck. Is that any other different than any other day on Twitter? That's actually relatively tame. I had people tell me I was a Leafs hater. Do you know how happy I felt that day? I made it that day. That dude said, yo, you're anti-Leafs bias. You know, I'm happy you had to write articles about Canadians players who are not in the playoffs because you don't have to, you know, watch your team go to the playoffs. Thank you. Really, you acknowledging me as a Leafs hater. That is what I want. Thank you.
Yo, Julie going full villain. I love it. It's hilarious.
Can you tell that comment lives in my head rent free?
Oh yeah. Okay.
It does. It absolutely does.
Oh my God. But like, even think of the chaos if Minnesota loses. Does anyone know off the top of their head when the buyout implications start? Is it next season or the season after?
Yeah.
It's next season.
Next season's bad.
Yeah.
Now considering the clip that's out there of how Ryan Suter was not a good teammate, I wonder if he's just going to take delight in the losing. Yeah.
Billy Guerin's going to have to get someone to take down Zach Parise next.
Oh, my God.
Oh man, yeah, because he's out at, you know what, that just reminded me, Zach Parise, I guess until the summer, still under contract with the New York Islanders, who fired Barry Trotz this week, which I still don't get.
Goals, I guess, you know, hey, we're tired of defending, we want to score some goals now.
Yeah, need offense from the defense.
My favorite part was Lou Lamoriello being like, no, I didn't talk to the players about it. It would never even cross my mind to talk to the players about it.
I'm not talking to those peasants. Okay. This is my crazy team.
Me talk to my own players about firing the head coach that coaches them. Me? Are you kidding? Do you know who I am?
Literally, it's so funny.
Oh man, so Lou Lamoriello, all about man. Look, I'll tell you what, man. With the players, whatever new coach they get next year, they're gonna look damn good, clean shaven, doing it. Whether it's Lane Lambert or whoever else takes over beyond the bench.
Yeah,
good for them.
Yeah.
So okay, before we get more trouble with the Islanders, do we have any thoughts on the NHL draft lottery going the way that did? Montreal Canadiens fans feel vindicated that all that sucking actually benefited them, and they have a chance of getting Shane Wright. And even though Kent Hughes is all like, "Well, you know, I'm not going to answer who the number one player of the draft is. We all know damn well who it is."
Listen, can I say how stupid that is? That's so
It's dumb.
That's so unbelievably stupid. Like, you win the draft lottery, who are you going to take? Oh, you know, who's the what do you have to look at? What do you have to look at?
Yeah.
What do you?
I don't know.
Have
they went off
at?
The board last year.
My.
Oh. That was not Kent Hughes though. That was a different regime. That was somebody else. In all fairness,
haven't they gone off the board? They gone off the board, like I guess in 2 years, right? Because Kotkaniemi was supposed to go fifth. It took him third.
That was technically off the board. Yeah, that was off the board. They didn't want to take. Remember, my favorite thing about that whole damn draft year is reading that Athletic article where someone in the organization was saying, like, "Well, hey, why don't you guys like look at Quinn Hughes?" Like, no, we already have small defensemen. We have Victor Mete.
Oh no. That's
tough. We have Victor Mete. Why would we need a great defenseman in Quinn Hughes when we have Victor Mete? No disrespect to Victor Mete, seems like a nice guy, but he's not Quinn Hughes.
No,
but yeah,
man.
Jesper Kotkaniemi was a little, you know, off the board, as they say. That was like 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, that was a good time.
As contentious as their last pick, though.
No, that last pick. Yeah, we don't need to give him any more attention than we did before.
I have a question. Did anyone see the video of them actually getting the numbers? And one Gary Bettman's interesting surprise to Montreal winning. Now,
listen,
I'm not going down the whole like the draft lottery is rigged or anything, but like, when you have a team that had the best odds to win the lottery and you're surprised, I don't know, man. That's weird. Like, it's just like, oh, yes, Montreal. Like, who else? They had a 19.5% chance of winning. Who else? Like, if, I don't know, who had a zero? If Nashville won the draft lottery, that's like okay, interesting. Wow, with 0.1% or whatever.
Dude, they're in the playoffs. Yeah,
that exactly. Yeah, weird. Like, oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, the Rangers sort of did that, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, but like the reaction was just so like why are you so surprised? Like, did you want another team to win? Maybe I one mean, that is in desperate need of fans and may
want
not
want or expect.
I mean, you know, like I think the last time a team that was hosting the draft that had the number one overall pick was like 1985 Toronto when they drafted Wendell Clark. I mean, maybe he was surprised about that. Maybe, you know, Gary Bettman has plans in Montreal in the summer when we're all there. He knows it's going to be super lit now. I don't know.
Or maybe Gary Bettman has realized that his baby is dying and he thought that a first overall pick would help said baby, but the baby will be in Montreal. And not in Arizona. Where is he? Where is Arizona even ranked?
Third.
They'll still get a good player.
Is it third or fourth?
They'll just tank again next year and just magically get Connor Bedard.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the grand plan, right?
Literally.
You just act like you were like faking that you were disappointed with how it went so that you could make sure the superior player, sorry, Julian, goes to Arizona.
Why are you saying sorry to me for? Is it going to feel bad about it? I don't care.
Listen, I'm implicating you with fandom today. Yeah. That's my number one priority.
Julian, man, I'm telling you, you gotta send an email to Kent Hughes and be like, listen, man, you want to have a coffee? And just like sit down and be like, listen, I understand that, you know, that this year was tough, but listen,
I'm gonna send it to
just show just show him a highlight clip of Connor Bedard and be like, you gotta run that back one more time. Anyone who's good, gone. You gotta run that back. Because listen, man, if anything went wrong and the Leafs had to be bad for 1 year, I would be completely fine if it's next year. Because Connor,
you know how many things would have to go wrong for the Leafs to be Connor bad? Bedard,
you already had that happen like 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah, seriously. Yo, dude, man. You want that again?
For Connor Bedard? 1,000,000%.
Why do you think I want the Canucks to trade JT Miller?
Oh my God, man. Literally any team who like any team, any fan who is a fan of a team that is not going to be in the playoff picture, man, you hope every day, hope to lose. If I'm a Flyers fan, hope to lose. If I'm I don't know who else, Ottawa. I don't know if Ottawa will be better. Hope to lose. Seattle, maybe that's,
Yeah, that might be the team. Keeping Dave Hacks all around.
Maybe that's why.
That might be the team. By the way, I drafted my email to Kent Hughes, 2023 mm-hmm. NHL draft. Run it back, my G, is all I'm saying. Yeah.
Run it back one more time.
I typed in the email. I didn't get hit with like a, this email doesn't exist. Seems like it exists. So I guess I had his coordinates this whole time. No, I'm not sending an email to Kent
Hughes. I'm just saying, crazy? Man, is there a hashtag for Bedard yet?
No, beep. We can start one.
Beep. Bard for Bedard. No.
Nah, Bard for Bedard is like you trying to do Shakespeare sonnets. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
Someone tweeted me, suck hard for Bedard.
No, I don't like
that. But I think you could just go with tank hard for Bedard.
Yeah, suck hard for Bedard's a little too.
Yeah,
a little closer to. Yeah. That's like Ray Farrow moaning territory.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, man. The only like hashtag that I ever like that actually made me laugh, and ironically it was Matthews. Lost one for Austin was so funny. I don't know who came up with that, but I was howling when I heard it for the first time. Like, yes, every single loss, it was so sick.
What were we doing for Connor McDavid that year? Because I mean, Connor McDavid.
Oh, that was so fun because the Leafs were trying to be good, and then they fired Carlisle, and then the Horacek era. And I was like, I was full on board. I was like, lose every single game. And then like the only win that was satisfying was when it was like, was a Horacek's first win. Cause this man is selling like he won the cup, his hands in the air, like everything. It was back when they were doing if the player of the game got like the Leafs camo jersey. So he was wearing that in the press conference. Like, man, that year was hilarious. I remember being so actively mad when Edmonton would lose. I'm like, no, you have to win. And then just like watching it was just so intense. And then hearing that afterwards that like, I think the Leafs were like one number away or something from me, David. And I was like, of course, but it's, I mean, okay.
Buffalo's tank job that year was just, we'll never see anything
systematic,
like that.
Systematic.
And all they got out of it was one Jack Eichel, and they got to live with Jack Eichel for, my bad. He's not
a safe. Man, they ruined Jack Eichel the minute that lottery happened. What did the GM say? Like, he was saying something like, I went to bed, like, you know, thinking.
Yeah, he wanted Connor McDavid.
And it was a disappointing day. I'm like, bro, what? You should have.
Where is Tim Murray?
I was just going to say, where is Tim Murray? He's still, no idea. He's still salty from that.
I got to look this up now. Where is Tim Murray right now? Like, I don't mean to hold up everyone's time here because.
No, I'm actually interested. Because
He's an ice hockey executive. Okay.
He's like an advisor somewhere.
He has to be.
Find that so funny when like GMs who are bad are like get hired to be advisors. Like, why? Like, isn't Peter Chiarelli an advisor right now? Why? Oh, yeah. Like, why?
Because
they all find a way back in.
Yeah. That's it, man. Hockey men, they're made find men. Ways to do it. That's it. They always find a way to get jobs. You know, like Joel Quenneville might find himself with a job relatively soon if he gets reinstated by the league. Is that going to be a surprise to anybody? No. Bergevin, we were talking about the draft pick, they who will not be named. Dude has a job with the LA Kings with the player that he decided not to re-sign when he was GM of the Canadiens last summer.
Is he going to wear the green suit tonight?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know if they put him on camera for any of those games.
I'd hope not. Him running around, he can't do that now. If you're an advisor, that's the one rule when you're an advisor. You can't be running around in red suit, hair flapping everywhere. I know you like that though, Julian.
I couldn't be. I couldn't
tell
be
you what when that happened. I was like, all right, this dude finna dance around. This gonna be funny. But hey, you know what? When he was dancing around, I knew for me. And you could see I'm pointing at the. I'm doing a terrible job of doing this. Pointing at the Stanley Cup press pass.
Mm.
I knew I was getting that. I was very happy when I saw he was dancing around getting that. Hey Omar, maybe one day you'll watch your team the Stanley Cup final too.
Not in the press box, man. No way.
Why not? You've worn the press box earlier this year. How come you are not getting credentialed for these games? Like you could probably get that option, man. I know one of the places you work at. Like that could happen.
Listen, man, do you understand how difficult it is to watch a Leafs game in the press box? The one game I went to, Michael Bunting had a disgusting.
I know how difficult it is to watch a game in the press box.
Disgusting. Listen, he had a disgusting pass and I almost broke a rib trying not to celebrate. So you're telling me that I have to go into an NHL press box during the Stanley Cup playoffs with the Leafs and not celebrate?
Calm your ass.
No.
Like, I don't give a damn.
No.
I mean, it's so loud in there, you could probably get away with it.
Yeah, show some decorum, fam. Hold yourself back.
No, man. I broke things were broken in my room just from a goal, like just from one go ahead goal. I can't do it.
Be a family. You can. You want to have the option soon. Someone will be mandating that you're up there.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. That is true. But you know, being a fan is nice. Enjoy it while you can. And Sam obviously goes for you too, because you know, while you're on the Colorado Avalanche bandwagon, you could be on the bandwagon to a Stanley Cup this year. Congratulations.
The Avs are actually the first team I was a fan of before the Canucks.
Damn. So you were a fan during the 49 point season, eh?
I had a Colorado Avalanche shirt growing up and I used to like wearing that a lot. And I had like this big record book that had like Raymond Bourque on the front. So
I had a puck signed by Greg DeVries. I don't know where it is. I gotta find it.
Ooh. All right, your Colorado Avalanche credentials are pretty valid. Your Avalanche creds are pretty valid.
No, honestly, like, yeah, I'm so happy. Like, for just like, okay, one, the Avalanche are ridiculous, and also, yes. Yeah, it's sick that Sam has a team to like to go nuts over. Like every time I was watching those games, I was like,
I mean, you do too.
Like, yes, Sam. Let's.
Well, you acted like you know you don't have a horse at this race.
The Avalanche are there. They're in the Holy Land right now.
We could get an Avalanche Leafs Stanley Cup final at this rate. I mean,
the Avalanche are just like they're getting to their Leaf point in the next round. Yeah, getting past exactly. The second round is their dragon. Yeah. So Sam's just got the benefit of the easy first round watching.
Sweep is good because it gives them a little more time to have Darcy Kuemper back.
That too. That looked really scary what he went through. That generally looked really scary. And I mean, it was accidental, all that too. So yeah, obviously the time for him to rest and for the rest of the Avalanche to rest too. I think Nathan McKinnon's going to like hang out with like his family's like dogs and play video games in between. That's going to be nice. If we get an Avalanche Maple Leafs final though.
I wouldn't survive. You know why?
Why?
Because Nathan McKinnon literally would kill us. Kale McCarr would kill us. Nazem Kadri would have a freaking hat trick out of nowhere, like
every game.
Like
every game.
You'd have a hat trick every game.
I've said it once. I'll say it again, man. The Leafs make the final. They have to win. I would not recover. I would not recover if they were there and they lost. It would be. So close.
I get the feeling Cale Makar and Nathan McKinnon to do some damage on the Labushkins, Halls, Giordanos of the world. I feel like it might not necessarily be a fair fight, but you know,
stranger things have happened.
And also the possibilities for us endless with, of course, the super fans we have on here in the mentions continuing. I mean, that would be perfect for us, wouldn't it?
Cuff gets to cover a Stanley Cup final, like. Come on. Like,
and Kieran puts on our live programming every night. That's
Yo, man. I'm excited for my friends. I want to see my friends be happy. I want to see them enjoy the Stanley Cup final. I know I said I'm going to laugh if the Leafs are going to lose, but I don't want to really laugh. Not really. I want to laugh like a little bit, but like, I'd rather see my friends be happy. I'd rather see a long Stanley Cup final run for friends and enjoyment all over. If it means some of my predictions have to go down and I have to look wrong, you know what? So be it. I'm okay with that. Friends, this brings an end to a riveting, great episode of Zone Time. Omar, good luck in game six. That slip.
See?
Game
set. You that was see? A good slip
there too. Wow.
See? So, you see? Wow.
Oh, all right. Well,
oh my God.
This goes to game seven. Sorry. Sam, always a pleasure to see you. Cuff, I'll talk to you on Sunday. We can make sense of how this series ended up being. We'll see how that goes. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Watching the mentions with Omar after every Leafs game, and we'll be back next week with a brand new episode and a lot of second round action. We'll see you then. Peace.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.